Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So amen and amen. Thank God for another blessed Wednesday. Hey, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you, Lord God, for this blessed day. Once again, that you have brought us to see another time that you have caused us to gather together to hear the word of the Lord. Dear Lord, we come repenting, Lord God, of all our shortcomings and turning a deaf ear when you have spoken. Dear Lord, we ask today that you have mercy upon our souls today and remember us in our need of thee. We ask for an extension of your grace and your mercy. And dear God, we ask today, Lord God, that as we take this journey into your word, that you would once again, don't let us take it alone, because without you, we can't make it. We can't comprehend your word. Lord God, our understanding is limited. So dear Lord, we ask that you would season the understanding with your spirit, and therefore bring forth the true understanding of your word. So, Lord God, we just want to thank you, praise you, and give you glory, because you're worthy to be praised and to be glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for another blessed day. Tonight, we are on the third witness, Messenger to Prepare the Way, Part 3, okay? And for those of you that have been listening, I told you in this part of the series, when I get on the third witness, that, you know, it's going to be a little bit more to speak on, because God used Malachi to go, you know, kind of deep concerning how he is to deal with man, okay? And, you know, then the other witnesses that we looked at, Malachi, you know, to me provides somewhat thus far of the witnesses that we looked at, or that I'm going back through, I put it that way. Malachi has offered a little bit more info, a little bit more things in God's dealing with the process through of dealing with man. And so we had been talking about how Malachi was used of the Lord to let us know that John is the messenger to prepare the way. But not only that, he begins to give us insight to the work of the messenger. Now, we know from Jesus himself, we know from Malachi, when he referred to John as the Elijah, he has a ministry of restoring. But we also begin to find out that in his ministry, not only is it contained the work of restoring, but it contains the work of preparing the way. And so we've been looking at that. And for those of you that listened yesterday, I went through Malachi 3 and 1, and we look at some things in there, and we come to understand that, first of all, in the beginning on part one of this third witness, we come to understand that this word that was given to Malachi was concerning the end time or the time we live in today. And we know this because in verse 5, in his third chapter of Malachi, the Lord said, I will come near to you in judgment. So we know that when the Lord first came, incarnated in the flesh, he did not come to judgment. He came as the lamb to be sacrificed, glory be to God, and to be crucified and killed for the sins of the world. But now we know that in his second coming, he's not coming as the lamb, even though he will always be known as the lamb. But he's not coming as the lamb. He is coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's coming in one instance that he's going to do is give judgment. Amen? And so let us go to the book of Malachi chapter 3, and I want to read verses 1 to 5 again in Malachi chapter 3, and just basically trying to listen to the Lord to see what route I need to go tonight on part 3. So Malachi chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 1 to verse 5 again. Amen. Glory be to God. And for those of you listening, hey, who have said, I've been listening, but I haven't got anything, I understand that. If you have truly taken it to the Lord, just start thanking him for the answer, okay? Because the Bible tells us in Philippians that we are to make our requests known unto the Lord with thanksgiving, okay? So it didn't say wait till you feel to give thanksgiving. It said to make your request known with thanksgiving. So according to the word of God, not only are we to petition God concerning your need, but we are to turn around at that time and thank God for it. Yes, yes, even before it manifests, we are to thank God for it. Now, Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 through 5, and the word of God says, Behold, I will send my messenger before, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, said the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he's like a refiner's fire and like full of soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silk, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years. And I will come near to you into judgment. I will be swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, and against the false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from the right, and fear not me, say the Lord of hosts. Now, one of the things that I want to look at tonight, and then I'm going to go into, I believe, the word of the Lord somewhat, to give you what the Lord sent through his angelic being. When you look at verse 2, there was a question asked in that verse, and it was interesting. The question was actually, who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he's like refining fire and like the full of soap. Now, many of us would look at that, and I wouldn't know what I know now. I would be one of the guilty ones. And we look at that question and we think that it talks about Christ coming. Well, it's not talking about Christ coming. When they ask, but who may abide the day of his coming and who shall stand when he appeared, this is talking about the appearance of the messenger. Now, please hear me, because some of you can get off track quickly and you'll start accusing me and others who have received this work of worshiping an angel. We're not worshiping an angel. It's not all about the angel. It's about the Lord God who sent him and the work he has assigned him to do. So when we look at verse 2 and see this question, who may abide a day of his coming and who shall stand when he appeared, we automatically think, oh, it's talking about Jesus. But he's not talking about Jesus here, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's talking about this messenger that he speaks of in verse 1. To prepare the way, because he has to come. Remember, he has to come before Christ return, and that's why the Lord said he shall prepare the way before me. Okay, And so the question, who may abide the day of his coming, talking about the coming of the messenger, okay? Because remember, he's a messenger. Not only being meaning a forerunner, but he is someone to bring a message. And the message he's bringing is the word from the Lord, okay? From the throne of God, amen? That's what he is to bring, okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so he's bringing this message, and the question was asked, who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? Okay? Why is that question asked? Because the messenger is going to be sent to the household of faith, bringing, now get this, the word of cleansing. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Who's going to stand this cleansing? Now remember, and for those of you who've been listening, I've been giving it unto you as the Lord has given unto me, that this word, this special word he's sending from heaven, is the extra oil that will bring Christianity to flow together. Okay? Amen. It's to bring Christianity together. And when you got people who's supposed to be believers that have the mentality that I want to be in my own little world, that's going to be a problem. And see, he's coming to cleanse his father's house. Amen. Because it is so dysfunctional. I'm talking about the kingdom of God here on earth. So out of order, it's pitiful. And so he's bringing the word of cleansing, the word of order, that's going to restore order to the house of God. And if you want to be in line with God's order, you will receive the word that Jesus is sending from heaven through his angelic messenger, okay? But if you want to be in your own little world, because I'm being straight up with you people. I'm being straight up people with you. If you want to be in your own little world, claim to be a Christian, but you don't really want to come together as being as one, remember, in one fold, then you're going to reject this word. What Jesus is going to show through this work he's doing with his angelic being, he's going to show who was for real in their hearts. You know, when we sing these gospel songs and we say, anything you want, Lord, I'm sold out and all that. We really ain't caught on fully to what we're saying. Okay? Or when we say, Lord, let your will be done. Your will be done. And we are singing these songs. But then when God really display his will, we have a problem with it. Okay? We have a big problem with it. Amen. Now, we noticed that, and that's what the question was asked. Who would abide the day of his coming, and who would stand when he appeared? Because the cleansing, the word that he's bringing from the Lord that would cleanse, who's going to be able to stand it? Who's going to be able to stand when he's cleansing with the word, and the word show you that, hey, you're in the wrong place? Do you know, for example, let's talk about callings for a minute. There are many people who claim to be of God. They're not in the right place. For example, there's some of them that say, for example, that God would have them to be evangelists, but they're going around trying to be a pastor. Because why? Because I feel like that's where I should be. And I would tell folks that tell me, I said, you better go more than a feeling. You tell me, I said, I feel, no, the callings of God is not by you feeling it. Okay? You can sense the call of God, but it ain't about you feeling it. Okay? See, God is going to set in order, people. Do you hear what I'm saying? Through his angelic messenger, he's going to set things in order. And when he started doing it, as he has started, some people, it is not going to rub the right way. Because many times people are going by what they feel or what they really, really want to be. Okay? Some people think, quote, there's no, quote, excitement in being a pastor. So they want to run with the title, I'm evangelist so-and-so, or I'm apostle so-and-so, or I'm prophet so-and-so. But when it comes to a pastor, they look down on that all. It's nothing to a pastor. You know, among so-called believers, there have been arguments for years between, let's say, pastor and evangelist and apostles and teachers, whoever, and they all be saying one another, oh, they don't do nothing. Well, have you noticed, people, that in the Bible, you haven't read such conflict and arguing in the third heaven with God at? You don't read about no angels talking about who do work and who don't. But we got it going on down here. Amen. We got it going on down here. Now, we notice that in verses 2, the verse, especially 2 and 3, that there is some words used to describe the people whom the messenger is to deal with and describing the work of the messenger. Okay? You will see things like full of refiner's fire, describing the messenger, and full of soap. And then you will see words like refiner and purifier. Then it said of silver, okay, and purging people as gold and silver. Well, I want to go to the word of the Lord and read some things what God said on that, and if time permit, come back to you. Amen. From the Bible, from these verses. But these go in conjunction with the Bible in these verses. And I want to read to you what was said, okay? And I ask once again that you give me your undivided attention. And people, even if you don't agree, I understand that. You know, just still ask the Lord. You know, like I told you, you ain't got to jump on the bandwagon and just, you know, agree and say, yeah, that's the Lord. Ask the Lord. Amen? That's all I say. Ask the Lord. Now, in the message that is called the 36th message, the Lord sent out July 13th, 1938. I'm going to read one of these verses in here, what he said in connection to the information that Malachi has given us. See, about the work of the messenger, the resurrected John the Baptist, in his communication with man. Because out of, and Jesus assigned him to say that, thus far of the witnesses thus far went back into, thus far Malachi to me has given the most info concerning how the messenger is to deal with man. Remember, this is his assignment given to him by Jesus Christ, okay? So he didn't just, you know, was sitting around in heaven and say, I think I'll go deal with man and go back to earth. It ain't like that. And one of the things he said in one of the messages, and I ask that you would give your undivided attention, he says, I am he who shall minister unto 10,000 times 10,000, and they shall be tried and purged. For I sit as a refiner of gold, and as with full of soap, purging the hearts of men and cleansing out the dross, the sins of men. For man must be made holy before he can come in the presence of God or the glory of the Lamb slain for the sins of the world, that mankind might believe on him and be redeemed from that awful state. Now, the angel of the Lord, the resurrected John the Baptist, who tells us and let us know, and we have seen that is the messenger to prepare the way, let us know the position he's going to take in dealing with his communication with man. He said, for I sit. So, you know, when you're sitting in a chair, you're sitting in a certain place. You can be sitting in a chair, sitting in a certain place, or sitting in a chair sitting in a certain position. Okay? So he said, for I sit as a refiner of gold, and as with full of soap, purging what? The hearts of men, and cleansing out the dross. Purging men's hearts, okay? Cleansing out the sins, cleansing out the dross, the sins of men. He said, man must be made holy before he come in the presence of God or the glory of the Lamb, okay? So in this process, we understand that the messenger sent to prepare the way would take a place or a position as a refiner of gold. He would take a position as the full of soap. We know this is all dealing with cleansing, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I want to turn to another message. And this message is called Message 67. The 67th message. The word of the Lord. Sent out by Jesus, June 11th, 1945. And this is what he says. He said, arise and take the message I will give you. Behold, I am your fellow servant, and my name is John. I am he to appear before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. I come from his presence. I am the Elijah. I am he who sits as a refiner and purifier, that the sins of men may be no more, that a people may be prepared. Did you hear that? So he said he's going to sit. He sit as a refiner and purifier. So that's why in Malachi tells us that he's going to take on a position where he, a place where he would sit as a refiner and purifier. Why? That the sins of man may be no more. Do we understand that? The Lord, some of you may see this and some of you may not. Through this work of the messenger, and even when he's called the Elijah, Jesus is showing that this must happen. If you ever notice from what we read in the scriptures, and I'm giving you from the word of the Lord, if one thing you should get the impression of is that you're being told that the Lord wants this to happen. Okay? And the Lord is saying that this must happen. Okay? It must happen. It got to happen, people. Period. Amen. He said, I am he who sits as a refiner and a purifier, that the sins of man may be no more. So this, according to the word of God, this is a need for in order for the man of sins to be no more. Because, remember, the Bible said we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, okay? So this word that he's bringing from heaven will cause you, and this is the true believers, because remember I shared with you yesterday, the ones that's going to receive this word is those whom seek the Lord, okay? And when you really seeking God, really, really seeking God, then you will repent. Because each time we repent of our sins, the slate is wiped. That sin we committed is washed away. And see here, he said he sit as a refiner, purifier, that the sins of man may be no more. How can that be? Because the word he's bringing will refine and purify. But it has to be received in order for it to do its job. You get that? It has to be
activated by something too in order for it to do its job, okay?
Hallelujah.
Now, I look at another message. This message is called the 68 message, sent out August the 21st, 1946. Now, I want you to hear what the Lord has to say in this message, okay? He said, the Lord is mindful of his people and has heard the prayers from the heart. I am commanded that answer shall come. Therefore, I came to speak life and the will of the Lord. I am the Elijah. I am set to refine and make ready a people before the Lord. This is my mission. Deliverance shall come to me. Now, he says he is set to refine and make ready a people for the Lord. Now, we've seen that in Luke. Amen. And we've seen that in Malachi 4 as he's preparing and turning by turning the hearts. So that means the people, order for the people to be ready for the Lord, his people have to go through a refining and a purifying. You get that? In order for us to be made ready to meet the Lord. Do you hear what I'm saying? Please hear what I'm saying. Okay? See, we've been talking about Jesus coming back for his bride, some of us, but we fail to understand what process the people must go through or going to have to go through to be the bride. You know, we're telling people that any day we can be gone. When the word said, be ye also ready, we're told to be ready. If you're talking about any day you can be gone, how is you ready? How are you getting ready? Why would you be told to get ready? Okay? What would you need to get ready for if you're going to be gone any day? For what? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to read from another message. This is called Message 72, the 72nd message. 72nd time that the Lord send this angelic being, okay? Amen. And he sent him May the 22nd, 1949. And this is what he says in this message. He said, my mission is one of love. I come from the Lord's presence. I am he to deal prudently, to bring the warning of Christ soon coming, to prepare a people to be the bride, the church of Christ, get this, to refine and cause mankind to become pure, to instruct the way of the Lord, and I bring the Elijah message many look for. Lo, the prophets have foretold of my coming. He come to refine. And he said to cause mankind to become pure. So the refining and purification that is needed, Jesus is telling us it has to come through this word that he is sending from heaven through his angelic messenger. Hallelujah. Now, for some of you that has a combative mind and maybe want to downplay this, this is not about us advertising the church we belong to. Because Lord said the same December be 5 years, and y'all haven't heard us one time. And those of you that have been constantly listening, you haven't heard us one time up here trying to promote the church or uplift the church we belong to. It's about the work of the Lord. Amen. That's what it's about. Hallelujah. It's about the work of the Lord. And so the messenger said he comes to refine and cause mankind to become pure, to instruct the way of the Lord. See, all this is in the word that he's bringing and what he's authorized to say. Okay?
Why? Because that's his job. That's his job, people. Okay? Like some of you think when he first came, when John first came in the flesh, that was his job and it's over with. If no, he was just going through phase one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to read another message to you. This is called Message 88. Okay? Message 88. This message was sent out November the 17th, 1968 at, hallelujah, 1:15 a.m. Now, for those of you who have been listening, I told you the other day that in these messages, one of the things you get and you read in the writing that the brothers put up there about what happened when the angel appeared, you notice that the angel appears at different times. And in this message here, he appeared at 1:15 a.m. and actually was with the brother for 2 hours and 15 minutes. Amen. And one of the things he said, and I said you listen to what he said, I am he that the prophet Daniel spoke of as the Ancient of Days. I am the proclaimer, the warner. I am he that the people of the Lord delighteth in my coming, okay, and the words I bring, the messenger of the covenant, okay. I sit as a refiner and purifier of mankind, of the ministry of God, cleansing out the traditions of men and the power of the adversary. He said, I am he that the people of the Lord delighteth in my coming, okay, and the words I bring, okay? Why is that? Because they know that this is a particular word that he is bringing from the Lord in heaven, okay? Glory to God. That he is bringing a word that's going to set things in order. It's amazing where there are some Christians, and I'm not talking about Christians that belong to the same church I belong to. There are some Christians that I say and don't belong to the same church I belong to, but they see that Christianity is messed up, that we are really out of order. We are disorganized. You know, it's amazing these big televangelists, you don't too much hear them say that. And you say, well, why they don't say that? Because, you go back to what I said before, you got people that want to be in their own little world. They don't want to, they want to, you know, lead and do whatever they want to do, okay? They want to be in their own little world. Amen. Hallelujah. And he says, he said, the message of the covenant, he says the message of the covenant. He said, I sit as a refiner and purifier of mankind, of the ministry of God, cleansing out the tradition of men and the power of the adversary. People, a ministry has to be cleansed. A ministry has to be brought forth. A unified ministry has to happen. Okay, you look at today among the believers, oh my goodness, you got umpteen ministries, different ones. And you know what we're doing? We all going in different directions away from each other. We're not coming together, going away from each other. And we actually think that Almighty God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who incarnated in the flesh, we actually think he's okay with this stuff. And what is he doing?
He is showing us that he's not. He's not okay with it. Amen. Cleansing out the tradition of men and the power of the adversary. So for those of you that say, hey, we don't need a knight of prayer or honor. Well, Jesus said we do. Amen. Jesus said we do. All right? Let me read one more message to you. This is called the 90th message, sent July the 10th, 1970. The 90th message. Now, hear this, what the Lord has authorized this angelic being to say. He said, in ancient times, it has been told of my coming to this day and time, the end time, the closing time, the midnight cry, the time of purifying the ministry, leading all Christendom into one fold. Did you hear that? Where it is one shepherd, the Christ Jesus, who shall rule all nations, and peace shall be from one end of shall be one end to the other of this world. You hear that? He said, this is a time of purifying the ministry, leading all Christendom into one fold. Okay? See, God in his purification and refining, guess where he's starting at, people? Have you guessed it yet? Well, if you haven't, let me help you. The head. To get the refining and purification process started and going, who do you start with? You start with the head. Amen. Glory to God. The head of this nation. The head in the churches. The head in the homes. Amen. Glory to God. And he said that leading all Christendom into one fold. People, did you hear that? One fold. Not two. Not 3,000 folds. One fold. See, that's one of the things that make folks quiver. Especially the people that say, Lord, whatever your will, let your will be done. Well, he's letting his perfect will be heard. And what is his perfect will? That all Christendom become one fold. We ain't one fold, people. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He is so worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The purification process, one of the reasons why it's needed is that Christendom may flow into one fold. And according to the word of God, that's why this coming of the messenger is needed. According to God, it is a must. Amen. Hallelujah. So, this angelic being tells us who is the messenger to prepare the way that this act of purifying, hallelujah, hallelujah. All people, if you know, I really wish I can find the words to stress to you all how important this work is. And I can see in a sense why God had me to go back through this to you all. Because like I said, I did it 4 years ago. I can see why. Because this work is going to take its place, okay? At people that had looked down on it, you know, and all that, it's going to cause them to change their tune. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He should sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. Amen. Hallelujah. People, that's what he's telling. The Lord wants, see, the church that Christ coming back for is going to be a one-fold church. We think it's going to be a bunch of fold church. No. It's going to be a one-fold church. You remember in John 10, when Jesus was talking to this the men there, and he said, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them I must also bring. Well, if it wasn't important to bring the fold together to be one fold, why would he make a statement like that? Where he said, what would be important? I mean, if it ain't important, well, that move we doing would be in vain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, people. One fold. He said, where there will be one shepherd. See, we in Christianity as a whole, we all claiming one shepherd, but we not one fold.
That's trouble. Oh, Brother Nate, what you have to say that for? That's trouble.
Well, it's true. We claim in one shepherd, but we not one fold. And for some reason, we seem to think it don't matter. Well, it matters to God. It matters to him. Amen. Because with all these different folds, meaning we got, all of us got a bunch of different rules. And according to Jesus, the only rule that's going to stand is he. That's the only rule, okay? That's going to stand is he is. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. People, this work of the Lord is very important. And I know, like I said, there's some people out there that think that, they have this mind that, hey, this is not important, but it is. It's more important than you know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're so worthy to be praised and be glorified. Amen. I know that, and I've had people say something at me because of this work, but I know that a greater test is coming because of this work. And I'm talking about because of us proclaiming. I know that. I mean, through the years that I've talked about this work, you know, it's been said that, you know, we were devil worshipers and all that, okay? Amen. I mean, you name it. And it ain't so much as the sinners at time looking at us like we strange. It's the so-called Christians who think that we're strange. Now, and we, I'm talking about, is those that have accepted this work of the Lord. They think that we're strange. My Lord, help us. Help us, Lord Jesus. Amen. So, I thank God for this word. I have to make it a short broadcast tonight. But I thank God for this word, this opportunity. And tomorrow night, I'll be dealing with the third witness, the messenger to prepare the way, part four. Look for the advertisement. Lord, say the same tomorrow night. So, thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word of Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.